A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to take 10 for Talmud, Sanhedrin Yudalit, Sanhedrin 14a, pagination is 27. We're starting about midway on the page. The first word on the line is Vikiblo, and then we begin. We're dealing with the topic of Smicha, which is the special ordination that was given from Moshe, person by person, Rebbe to student, all the way to their Talmudic times. And that smicha has specific rules. Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said, "Ein smicha b'chutz al ha'aretz, you can't have smicha outside of Eretz Yisrael." Asks the Gemara, "May ein smicha? What does it mean you can't have it? Ilema de lo daini dini kenosos, that you can't judge the laws of kenosos, klal b'chutz al ha'aretz, outside of Eretz Yisrael. Vatnan, we definitely learned that you could. Sanhedrin oheges bein ba'aretz uvein b'chutz la'aretz. A Sanhedrin operates inside and outside of Eretz Yisrael. Ela, what does it mean? Delo samchinon b'chutz la'aretz. You can't give smicha outside of Eretz Yisrael. And this means that if either the people giving it or the people receiving it are outside of Eretz Yisrael, it will not work. It has to be that the giver and the recipient are both in Eretz Yisrael. Interestingly, we learn from here, from the consideration of going from Eretz Yisrael to outside of Eretz Yisrael, that clearly the person who's giving does not have to be in front of the person who's receiving. The person receiving does not have to be in the presence of the person who's giving it. Even distant works, just not to outside of Eretz Yisrael, and therefore we have this rule that it has to be given in Eretz Yisrael, and then if the recipient moves outside of Eretz Yisrael, he retains his rights to judge Dine Knossos, the laws of fines. Let's skip to the last of the smallest lines, Rabbi Chanina and Rabbi Hoshea. Rabbi Yechanan wanted to give smicha to Rabbi Chanina and Rav Hoshea. It never quite worked out. Whenever they were available to be given smicha, Rabbi Yechanan couldn't find two people to join him to give the smicha. It caused him a lot of pain. He wanted to give it over to the next generation. Omrulei, they told him, lo nitztayer mar. The master should not be pained by this, because it's spashert. It's hashkocha, Hashem's intervening hand. Da'anan mideves Eli ko'asinon. Because we come from the house of Eli. You'll remember in the beginning of the book of Shmuel, that there was a Kohen Gadol by the name of Eli, and his children did not act properly, and therefore the family was cursed, that their future should be very limited. The Omer Rav Shmuel Bar Nachman, Omer Rav Yonasan, because we have a statement, Minayin She'ein Nismachin L'Veis Eli, you can't give smicha to the house of Eli, to their descendants. Let's skip to the next line. Rabbi Zera have a mitmar lemismechei, mi lemismechei. Rabbi Zera was hiding. He didn't want them to give him smicha. So any time the topic was brought up, he would avoid it. To Amr Rabbi Lazar, because Rabbi Lazar taught la'olam have kabel v'kayim. A person should deal with his situation in life and avoid Rabbonus leadership, and he'll do better. He'll survive better. Rashi says, Harchek min ha-Rabbonus. Stay away from leadership, because it's heavy. Kevan de Shamalaha de Amar Abelazar, Later on, he heard the words of Rabbi Lozar, Ein Adam Ola Ligdula Elohim Kein Mochalin Lo Al Kalavonosav. A person only ascends to greatness if in heaven they forgave him on all of his sins. Imtzilei, he made himself available. Imtzilei Anavshe, he made himself available because he realized it's actually a tremendous thing, even if it comes with responsibilities. When they gave smicha to Rab Zera, sharu lehachi, this is what they sang. Lo kechav, lo sirak, lo pirchus. He doesn't need any makeup. He doesn't have any makeup. Describing a comparison like a woman, like a kala. She doesn't have any makeup. V'yala schein. And she still has charm. She still looks attractive. How does she do it without makeup? It means she's intrinsically beautiful. And that was the statement they made on Rab Zera, as the Marsho explains, that it was a genuine greatness. It wasn't a facade, charisma, like makeup. It was a genuine greatness that he had. The Gilyan HaShas from Rabbi Akiva Eger sends us to the Rishalmi in the third perek of Bikurim, and over there in Halacha Gimel, which is on Daf Yud Aleph Amid Beis in our print, the Gemara tells us actually that there are four people that have their sins atoned in the style of what our Gemara described. One of them indeed is Chacham, a scholar who's been given smicha ordination. Also, a ger, a convert to Judaism. Also, a chasan, person getting married. As well as a nasi, which is different than a chacham. A chacham is to sit on the court. A nasi is to be a leader of the Jewish people, and all of these examples are, according to the expression, things that are mochalim lo al kol avonosav, situations that in order to ascend, we have an assumption that in heaven they're forgiving the person on all of their previous wrongdoing. Yasher koach. Thank you for joining.